Can we talk a little bit about the lifestyle of the entrepreneur? I mean, you painted a picture briefly earlier of sort of having control of your time, being able to do what you want when you want. But is that realistic? Most of the entrepreneurs I know seem to work sort of 90 hours a week. Tell me what the reality is of the daily life of the entrepreneur as you've experienced it and perceived it in the many entrepreneurs you've worked with.
Well, I think the most remarkable difference in the entrepreneurial lifestyle is that when you do something as an entrepreneur, there's a direct result that you can see and measure. You're answering to yourself and certainly to your market and your customers and your investors, but ultimately you're answering to yourself. It's that immediate ability to see feedback in what you do. Oftentimes when you work for a large company and you're in a functional area, it's very hard to see and understand how what you do on a daily basis affects the company as a whole. As an entrepreneur, certainly in early stage or smaller ventures, you have an almost immediate feedback from the marketplace. And look, that feedback can be good, and that was a great idea, and you implemented it successfully, or it could be negative, and you learn from that. But it's that idea that you get that constant feedback mechanism that really defines, I think, that mindset of an entrepreneur and what they do on a daily basis. It's not about workload. Certainly entrepreneurs, if you're successful, you better love what you do, as Mr. Trump always says, and you better have a high tolerance for work. But there's something very different and special about working for yourself and working to pursue your own vision as distinct from working for somebody else or working within a franchise environment, for instance, where you're really constrained about what you can and cannot do.
So although the hours may sometimes be long, in a way, the meaning of the word work is different.
It really is, and it ties back to that idea of passion and loving what you do. I would strongly recommend for any entrepreneur out there to love what they do. And it sounds like a throwaway line and a truism, but it's really so fundamental because if you're going to spend 80 hours on a venture, you really want to be able to make sure that's the venture that you've got passion around.
Michael, can anyone become an entrepreneur successfully?
John, anybody can become an entrepreneur, but there are certain criteria that would make somebody more predisposed to being a successful entrepreneur. You know, I saw a recent study by the Small Business Administration. Over 672,000 new companies were created in 2005. It's an amazing statistic. And you think about the people that started those companies and what made them different than the people that aspire to be an entrepreneur, a business owner. There's very little that differentiates them from a technical standpoint. You look at all the demographics and they look the same. They're roughly the same age. They're roughly the same gender breakdown, roughly the same education and income level. What separates the 672,000 entrepreneurs out there that started the business in 2005 and those that sat on the sidelines and wished that they had, it's that idea that they did something. It's that first step. You know, I think it was Mark Twain that said that the secret to getting ahead is to getting started. And I think that's really what it is when you think about that first step that defines success.